Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you for joining me on the show. Today is Thursday, June the 11th. Today we're going to talk about gratitude. And I'll tell you a little story. I was on the way to Mass today, and I got to thinking about being grateful for so many of the things that due to COVID-19 have been taken away and that are gradually being restored in my life. And it made me realize that I've been really ungrateful for so many things. I've been taking things for granted. And I don't even know if it was intentional. I mean, I don't think it was intentional. I didn't intentionally wake up every day and say, how am I going to be ungrateful or not appreciate what I have? But I think many of us maybe have been a little spoiled and as a result have taken things for granted. So my goal today, I feel this is what the Spirit wants me to talk about, is to just maybe help you think a little bit more about the gifts that you've been given or the gifts that may be coming to you in the near future. If you're not able to attend daily Mass, maybe it'll be happening soon in your area. Maybe you'll be a little more grateful for the fact that you're healthy, that you're still alive, that Jesus died for your sins, and that he wants to walk with you and help you every day. It could be any number of different things. So we'll just kind of let the Spirit help lead the way today, and I'll just do my part to try to talk a little bit about gratitude. But I am, speaking of gratitude, I'm very grateful for you listening to the program. I'm grateful for the numbers. I look at the numbers every day. And since I started doing this show again after a 2+ year absence, the numbers are looking really good. And I appreciate the fact that you stop by every day and hang out with me as we talk about Jesus and as we walk this road together. And we literally are doing that. We're traveling the road together. We're traveling toward our heavenly home together because that's what we're all doing. We're all pilgrims on this earth. And my goal for the rest of my life, however long the Lord gives me, is to help draw as many people as I can to him, to let him know what he's, to let you know what he's done for me and how he can be a part of your life. So again, thank you for joining me on the program. Thank you for letting your friends know about the show. Thank you for sending along donations through my website, followingthetruth.com. I'm appreciative of all you've done to help me out. Thank you for buying my books. Thank you for coming to my talks. Hopefully at some point in time, I'll be able to get back to your parish again or your conference because the talks were all put on hold. Midway through Lent, it was kind of amazing. Mid-March, all of my talks got postponed and none of them have been rescheduled. I don't know if anybody that's having talks rescheduled, but you know, once things blow over and it's in the Lord's hands, he's going to set the timetable. I look forward to getting back out on the road and sharing the gospel message with you in person. So let's pray that that happens. And in the meantime, we'll do it through writing. We'll do it through the radio. We'll do it through my my daily news, my email devotional. However I have to do it, we're going to do it, and we'll still stay connected that way. And we'll pray for one another. And we do that, we're going to be in good shape. We're going to be in good hands, and we'll let the Lord work out the details. Now, speaking of praying, let's turn to our Lord Jesus right now in prayer. I'm going to ask him for some help for us, for all of our needs, and also for help on the show so he can really lead the show by sending his Spirit to take me in the direction that I'm supposed to go. All right, does that sound like a plan? All right, let's go. Well, even if it doesn't, that's the only one I got. Like I told you before, I get a kick out of myself sometimes when I ask you questions and I expect to hear an answer, but I do hear an answer. The answer I always hear in my head is yes. So, because otherwise I got no other plan. All right, Gary, shut up. Let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, Jesus, thank you for being patient with me as I ramble on the program. Hey, you know what, Lord? It is so cool to be with you today. It's an unbelievable honor to be with you, Jesus. And, you know, Lord, sometimes I have this problem of not being grateful. Now, here I am talking to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, my Master, the person who died on the cross for my sins. And I don't feel I appreciate it enough, Lord, but I'm just going to tell you, to the best of my ability, I am grateful for this opportunity to speak with you, Lord. I pray, Lord, for your healing for myself and for anybody listening to the program, our healing for any spiritual, physical, emotional ailment that we suffer from. We pray, Lord, for your complete healing. We pray for an increase in faith that we can trust you more, love you more, and be willing to serve you more, even if it gets painful. We pray, Lord, first of all, I thank you for all that you have done, dying on the cross for me, for all of mankind, for coming to earth, for suffering, for putting up with a lot out of love for me. I thank you, Lord, for leading the way, for showing me what I'm supposed to do. I thank you for allowing me to be created. I thank you, Lord, for sending your Spirit. You promised that you would not leave us orphans, that you would send your Spirit, and you did just that. Lord, I ask you to bring to life your Spirit in me today. Stir up the Spirit. Pour out a new outpouring of the Spirit on me today so that you can guide my words and everything, my thoughts, my words on this program. And please open up all of our hearts so that we can be receptive to the message that you have for us. Lord, we pray for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for anybody who is suffering from the virus or from any other ailment. We pray for those who have been impacted by it financially. And Lord, we pray for a restoration of our economy throughout the world, but in particular here in the United States. And we pray for a return to the sacraments, that we can go back to our churches and receive you again in the Eucharist, that we can receive you or encounter you in the sacrament of reconciliation. We pray for that, Lord, and we thank you in advance because we know that you've heard us and we know that you will act on these prayer requests when the time is right. So we pray for an increase in patience so we can trust your timing. But in the meantime, we thank you. And you just let us know what we are supposed to do, Lord. You're our Lord. You're our Savior. We are your followers, your disciples, your servants, Lord. You tell us what to do. You're the boss. And we pray these things in your name, Jesus. We ask this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, and all the angels and saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, you know, as I started that prayer, I started thinking about, like, whoa, I'm talking to Jesus here. Isn't that hard to remember sometimes? We read stories in the gospel of people going to Jesus for healing. I mean, not everybody. Some treated him really disrespectfully, but people approaching Jesus, kneeling down before him, the woman who touched the hem of his garment. But there were people that just were incredibly respectful of him and seemed to understand who he was, but not everybody. And we want to be that person. I would say I want to be that person, not that I am always, who understands and is grateful for the fact that I could just talk to Jesus. You know, just that ability to be able to talk to him. It's hard to call the doctor's office and get an appointment or talk to somebody, right? But how about Jesus? He is always available, waiting for us to come and see him, to talk to him, to bring our needs to him, to come to him if we're weary and burdened, Matthew 11:28, and he'll give us rest. I mean, what a great opportunity. So if you're not in the habit of doing that, please make it a point to start. Just talk to him every day. Use your own words. You don't need to get hung up on the wording. Just talk to him. Get to know Jesus. Tell him you want to get to know him. One of the best ways to get to know him is to talk with him every day. And also, ask the Holy Spirit to help. Because the Holy Spirit, one of the functions of the Holy Spirit, the missions of the Holy Spirit, is to guide us, is to lead us to Jesus, is to help make Jesus real to us. And I think that's a big problem, not just for Catholics, but for many Christians. He's just not real. He's just this good person. Maybe we pray to him half-heartedly sometimes. But when we're in a pinch, when we're really desperate, he's just not real enough to make a difference for many of us. You know, and look, he needs to become more real in my life too. You never want to get complacent and think, well, I've gone as far as I can go with Jesus. I can just rest and let our relationship remain where it is. No, you always want to keep pushing forward. You always want to get closer to him. Just like my wife. We've been married for 25 years. I don't get to the point where I say, you know what, sweetie, I know you're good enough. That's good enough. We don't need to work on our relationship. No, every day. As a matter of fact, we realized this week we had a really good week. This quarantine's been interesting. We have really grown even closer to each other. It's been tough. You know, I shared some of the struggles that my wife's been having with anxiety, but we have grown closer to one another and to the Lord because we're praying a lot more. We're sharing a lot more. It's really nice. So hang out with Jesus, get to know him, and also try talking to the Blessed Mother and say, Mary, I want to get to know your son better. Help me to get to know Jesus. All of these things, you know, you do all these things and then you begin to know him. And also make sure you're reading the Gospels every day. And that's one of the ways you can get to know Jesus. And of course, if you can spend time with him in the sacraments, the Eucharist, confession, these are other ways that you get to know Christ. And teachings of the church, because he's very active in the church. He is the church, the body of Christ. So a lot of good ways you can get to know Jesus. But the more you do it, you're going to get to know him better and better, to the point where he is your friend and you can converse with him in a very familiar way. One of the things I always used to enjoy about watching Mother Angelica is the fact that she knew Jesus. She obviously knew him intimately. And she'd talk about him, and that would come through. Did you ever notice that if you watched Mother? If you haven't, they're still airing the old programs on EWTN. It's just fun to watch her sometimes as she will have these. She'll be talking about Jesus. She'll be addressing him sometimes in her talks. And it's just obvious she has an intimate friendship with him. And boy, when I first saw that, I thought, that is something I want. And I've noticed it happening in my life. But again, something I always will continue to be working on every day. I want to get closer to him. So I stretch a little bit here. I'm sorry if I moved away from the microphone. Hey, by the way, my name is Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. This program airs every Monday through Friday. You can get it from Blog Talk Radio and also from all of your standard podcast sources. I was telling you, today I was driving to Daily Mass. Now, I live in New Jersey, southern New Jersey, which is, I'm right over the bridge from Philadelphia. So we're right out, more like a Philly suburb, that's what I would say. A lot of times I would tell people I'm from New Jersey and they think automatically North Jersey, up around New York, but that's not where I'm from. I'm from Philly, Jersey. We got Philly, Jersey, and we got New York, Jersey. So I'm from Philly, Jersey. So anyway, I was going to Mass today, and we've been having Mass in the parking lot at our parish. The New Jersey was hit pretty hard with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the governor was slow to open things up. But things are looking much better here, and we are reopening little by little. So we were having Masses in the parking lot, sitting in our cars. We were doing that for a few weeks. And then our pastor recently opened it up so that we now can bring our lawn chairs and sit out in the parking lot, still keeping our distance from others, and celebrate Mass that way. Well, today, so I'm driving to Mass today, which is, I can't tell you what a blessing it is to be able to receive Jesus again in the Eucharist. It's just incredible. I can't even begin to explain it. It's just a good feeling. I you know, not that I necessarily got the chills or the goosebumps, and I have sometimes when I received Jesus in the past, but after not being able to receive him for close to 3 months, the first time I was able to receive him in the Eucharist, and of course I'm receiving him out my window, the window of my car, with my hands stuck out. I got a mask on. You know, there's a lot of distractions, but it's just a nice comfort to receive an old friend, a good friend, and that's how I've been feeling at Mass. So we're doing Mass. We're outside of the cars now, in the parking lot, in our beach chairs, and the priest will come, and the extraordinary ministers come to you. You know, as you're in your position, they'll come to you and receive. Allow you to receive Jesus, which is better than sticking your hand out the car window, a little less distracting. But so today I'm driving to church thinking that it's a little cloudy. I'm hoping that it doesn't rain. And I got this idea about gratitude, and I wanted to talk about gratitude a little bit, and we will talk about that. But what happened was, when I got to church, I noticed the altar wasn't set up. And I saw the cars there, so Mass wasn't canceled, but I was wondering what was going on. And then there were a couple ushers in the parking lot who direct traffic. And I asked one of them, I said, what's the deal with Mass? And what he said blew my mind. He said, Mass is in the church today. And I thought, oh my goodness, it's been 3 months since I've been inside my parish, inside the church. And it's going to be inside again today. And he said, there's social distancing in there. You know, every other pew is roped off. Wear your mask. And but I just thought it was unbelievable. So I went in. It was just unbelievably great to be back in the church building again. And we sat. We spread out. There's not a lot of people in there. A decent amount, but well within the governor's regulation for New Jersey. And once again, rather than stand in line for the Eucharist, the priest and the ministers would come around to us and distribute the host. So I was able to receive Jesus in church today, and I was able to kneel during Mass on the kneeler, to be back at the altar, you know, to be back and see the altar, to see the stations of the cross around the church. And let me tell you something, it felt good. So that was an unexpected blessing, and I am so grateful for that. So now about gratitude, there's an example. And for our weekend masses, we have to register now. And there's software that the parish got to be able to register for the masses, because I think we had a bit of a wrinkle, but I think the rule was going to be the buildings have to be 1/3 of capacity. It turns out that our police chief in the town where the church is had a problem with the numbers, and he said the regulation as per the governor of New Jersey is 50 people maximum, and the way they were booking the masses, it would have exceeded that. So our pastor said, I'm not fighting, I'm going along with this. So our Sunday masses are going to be back out in the parking lot, and weekday masses are in the church. But here's where I'm going with this. I registered yesterday for us to be able to go to Mass, and we got our tickets, even though it's not going to happen, it'll be out in the parking lot, in an effort to limit it. You know, and what I was thinking about was the fact that I have to register for Mass, do it in a timely manner so I don't get shut out. Because once capacity is reached, you're not going to get a ticket, if you will. Sounds really weird to talk about getting a ticket for Mass. But after being denied the sacraments for close to 3 months, I am more than happy to do whatever it takes. I don't like wearing masks. They're annoying. Do you like it? Do you like wearing a mask? It's really weird. Although it's kind of like in a bizarre sort of way, it's sort of security for me, because I'm really an introvert at heart. That's you may not know that because I do so many public things, but I'm an introverted person by nature. I've always been that way, and I kind of like the anonymity of wearing a mask, because like nobody knows who I am. At least that's what I think. Because I got my hair cut. I cut my hair real short now, and I'm thinking people don't know me. And there's a certain I don't know what it is. I know I'm a wacko, but there's a certain element of security in that when I have my mask. But for the most part, I find it really restrictive, and I don't really like wearing the mask. But if I have to wear a mask, and I have to register for Mass, and if I have to sit out in the parking lot and receive communion, however, I am more than willing to do it now, because I am realizing how ungrateful I've been. Ungrateful for the ability to go to Mass, to talk with my fellow parishioners, to be able to receive the sacraments, to be able to be in the building, because just being in the presence, our Lord's presence in the building alone is special. When I went by the tabernacle today, and again, 3 months since I've been in our church, it felt good. And I personally think that sometimes it's a good thing to have things taken away. You know the old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder? Because when you get things taken away from you, you begin to appreciate them more. You begin to appreciate them more, even if you don't have them back yet. So that's why I said earlier in the show, maybe you haven't had your church opened yet, but I bet you're really anxious. You're really looking forward to it. And I would say this, we've had some of our freedoms taken away. I remember when this first hit, and I was seeing Eileen and I went shopping, and there wasn't a lot of meat in the supermarket. You know, you take for granted that you can get meat, you can get toilet paper, you can get the essentials, and you just go through the motions. Again, not thanking God for the fact that there's meat, there's toilet paper, there's hand sanitizer. I mean, I wasn't doing that a few months ago. I have, within the past year, took me a long time to even do this, started to thank the Lord when I was doing the grocery shopping, when Eileen and I would shop, when I'd whip out my credit card and pay for the groceries. I would be thankful that I would be able to get to the store and have money to buy the groceries. But I never thanked the Lord for the people who work in the stores, the truck drivers who are delivering the products, the manufacturers who are packaging them, you know, the owners of the supermarkets. I wasn't thankful for those individuals. I wasn't. I never even thought of it. I do now. But I think it takes sometimes to losing something to really appreciate it. And I just want to plant that seed today and ask you to consider it. What during this pandemic, have you learned to be more thankful for what you have? I remember when this first started. Now, again, New Jersey was hit pretty severely, and our governor was pretty strong about that. And I remember when this thing was starting, and we were getting the instructions both on a national and a local level, don't go out unless you have to. Well, you know what? That got my attention. I'm not going to go out and take chances when they said it's really bad. Try not to go out and food shop if you don't have to. So Eileen and I didn't. We would go on the computer and place our order online and do curbside pickup. And even that was tough. It was tough to get a time slot. And it became a source of stress. And when we would get it, and then you really didn't even care what kind of products were available because substitutions were happening all over the place. But if you got anything, you were happy for it. You know? So I remember the first time we were able to... what was it? There was some product we were trying to score, and we hadn't gotten in for a few times. I don't know if it was frozen pizza or something insignificant. But when we got it, and it was available for pickup, we were just so excited. And we didn't even have to go into the store and expose ourselves to the germs. So we were really grateful for that. So I am just learning now. And now things are getting better, so I am going shopping again, wear my mask, and be careful, use hand sanitizer. But I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to go into a store now and to be able to shop, and grateful for the stores being open, and now grateful that my pastor is really doing some good work to make the Mass available. He's working really hard to get us the Eucharist. I am beyond grateful for that. And I pray that that continues. I pray that I don't ever start to take Jesus or any of the gifts that he gives me for granted. So I would encourage you to do that today as well. Are you grateful or are you complaining? You know, that's the other thing. I hear people complaining. I can't even imagine wanting to complain. I posted on Facebook today about being back in the church building, and somebody commented, well, the churches should have never been closed. I wouldn't even think of that. And I disagree with that. There was a time when it was a health issue. And, you know, just because it's frustrating to hear things like this, because just because I might not be afraid to go to Mass, well, maybe I'm carrying something and I could infect somebody else. So, I don't get into the conspiracy stuff because it's a waste of my time. I'm an evangelist and I want to grow as a disciple closer to Jesus. That's just who I am. That's what my mission is about. So, no, I'm not going to complain about the churches not being open. And all this criticism of bishops and priests, it's got to stop. It's wrong. You know, we're all so smart. Everybody's smarter. Right? We're smarter than the government officials. We're smarter than the medical people. And I don't deny there could be some bias or cover-up going on. But I'm not going to waste my time with that. So anyway, I am grateful to be at church and that it's open. I'm not going to get into it. It should have been open earlier. They should have not been open. This bishop's wrong. That bishop is wrong. We should be more like this diocese. We got to stop it. And we got to be united. In the church, outside of the church, in the country, around the world, united. That's what Jesus wants, right? His last prayer before he suffered and died was that we could all be one, that we could be united. That's what he wants. And if I'm going to be his follower, if I'm going to be his follower and be a true disciple, doesn't it make sense that I should listen to him? And I'm not going to read the gospel, the readings from today's Daily Mass, but one line hit me, the opening line from the gospel. And we got about, 2 minutes left in the show. I just want to share this with you. This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. Jesus said to his disciples, and remember, if we're followers of Christ, we're his disciples. We should be listening to what he has to say. We call him Lord, then he better be Lord. I'm talking to me too. Every day I read something from the gospel that shakes me up because I realize I'm slacking off. I'm not doing a good job. But Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. He's not mincing words there. And what he's saying is, don't go through the motions. If you go through the motions, don't think you're going to coast into heaven. And I'll be honest with you, there are times when I go through the motions. But this is what a dynamic relationship with Christ can do to us. Every day he encourages me. He tells me where I need to, what I need to fix in my life. That's the relationship between the disciple and the Lord, right? He's the boss. I'm not. So I encourage you to be grateful, to be thankful for all that the Lord has given you today. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I try to do that in the morning because I know there's things I don't even think of. I forget what I thought of the other day, but I thought of something that just popped into my head. And it's like, wow, I never even thought to be grateful for that. But all of the little things. You know, I'm looking at a computer. My computer's not new right now, but I'm grateful that it works still because I can't afford to buy a new one. So I'm really thankful that I'm thankful for you as a listener. I'm thankful for so many people who listen to this program and for the ability that the Lord gives me to come on the air and talk about him. I don't do any of this with the script. I know some of you are listening and saying, yep, it shows, but I don't. I just try to let the Spirit speak through me. So anyway, I am feeling incredibly thankful for today for so many things. And I ask you to just pray about it and see what you can be thankful for. That's such a great gift. It's going to make you a lot more joyful too. Okay. Any questions? Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Well, if you get a chance, check out my website, followingthetruth.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm praying for you. And I hope you could feel it. I am praying for you every day. And I ask if you would pray for me in return. I'd appreciate it. All right, got to run. God bless you. See you soon.